Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 2OV.fm.
Welcome back to Biz Takeouts. That was Passenger with a very acoustic, chilled out version of Let It Go. Still good though. All right, next up on the show, we are speaking to Lindy Taushiani.
Yes.
Keep getting that right. Win for me. And you are the strategic director for Artifacts Advertising. Welcome to Biz Takeouts.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Cool. Okay, I think let's start out. Obviously, in my notes that year, it says Artifacts Advertising, integrated marketing agency. I think let's start out and kind of look at the agency exactly. How was it formed? When was it formed? And what are you guys doing?
Okay, the agency was first formed, I keep saying 17 years, but it's actually 19 years ago.
It's a long time.
It was formed by two partners, which was Andy and Jason, and they basically got out of design college and decided to form their own design studio. So we started off as a design studio. I joined Artifact about 13 years ago when it was just four of us. So between then and now, we've grown to a company of 30. And we've really just changed according to our client needs. So I would call us a very client-centric agency.
Okay.
Obviously as communication channels changed, the internet became popular through all its various stages. We address the needs of our clients.
Okay. And then, we said integrated agency. Yes. What are the various departments within Artifacts?
We have quite a big design studio, which also sets us apart from some agencies. Design has always been at the core of our, good professional design is very important to us. But then we have a digital development side. We have a specialist social media team. We have, obviously, client service. And we have a strategy department and copywriting. So we've sort of expanded into a full-service integrated agency over the years.
Okay. On the design side, obviously designing for online and designing for traditional, say above the line campaigns, is very different. So is that one team or are they kind of split? Do they have different focuses?
We're lucky enough that our designers, a few years ago, we realized, that agencies would need to become almost multi-skilled. You can't be a graphic designer these days and just go, okay, well, I'm just going to design for print.
Yeah.
So a lot of our designers have been on web design courses, that kind of thing. And we also, we're a very kind of collaborative agency between departments. We don't have a traffic person, for example. So if the head of our development, Brent, if we put in a design job to one of the designers, Brent will sit with the designer and say, okay, from a digital point of view, from usability and all of that, this is what I recommend. So we collaborate together on projects.
Okay. And then this might not be a tough question for you, but if you look at all the other integrated marketing agencies out there, what makes Artifact Advertising the best integrated agency in South Africa?
I think integrated, like all the other buzzwords, it just really suited us because I think before it even became a buzzword in South Africa, that's pretty much what we were doing. But I think what actually sets us apart is that it goes hand in hand with being media neutral.
Okay.
We have no interest in, just doing TV ads, for example, because they give us a bigger margin of profitability. We really can afford to sit back and look at the interests of our clients from a strategic point of view and then just exactly what channels there are. We've got experience on all of those channels.
Yeah.
So we can really give them an educated strategy across all channels.
Okay, so it's what's best for the customer essentially at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's hard to do if you don't have a knowledge of all the channels.
Exactly. As we were chatting about earlier on, the big agencies, I think, battle with that and also battle to actually move, specifically if they were traditional agencies to begin with, to move into the digital space, which is becoming more important. How do they kind of make that shift with the big red tape corporate kind of lifestyle?
I think a few people are struggling with that.
We discussed that off air. Okay, I want to look at the industry a bit now. Obviously, we've said you guys are integrated, so you're covering basically every element of an agency. But when it comes to clients, do you still find clients have traditional agencies and then get you guys involved for the traditional work and vice versa? Is that still happening?
It is still happening. And the wonderful thing for us is that we have clients who use us for all different, we'll have a client to whom we are a full service agency, and then we'll have a client who perhaps globally has an above the line agency, that they have to use for more strategic, to align with strategically. And then we'll come on board from either, it could be below the line and digital and social media, or it could be just digital, or it could just be social media.
Okay.
So we have the ability to be kind of what our clients need from us. In my mind, in the future, clients will start questioning the way it's working now, because for them it's quite inefficient to have five agencies working on one campaign, where when agencies start moving to being more integrated, they'll see the benefits of that.
Okay, and then Artifact Advertising, Johannesburg based.
Yes.
You are down in Cape Town in the rainy, windy weather.
Yes.
For the long weekend. And now obviously you've got Tracy, who's come down to Cape Town, is looking after your Cape Town side of the business. Is Cape Town becoming more important for clients? Where did the decision or the reasoning come from to get someone down in Cape Town?
I think it's always great to be in Cape Town and Joburg and possibly Durban if you can. I think clients appreciate that. And we love to have somebody on the ground here. You know, most of our clients will be national, so there's always, you know, a need for some representation here.
Okay. More industry stuff quickly.
Okay.
Are you finding, I want us to talk specifically about mobile, because
yes.
Obviously that's buzzword, all of that. Are you finding more clients are looking at mobile now? Because there is still a massive demand, supply of inventory and not enough demand for
yes.
advertising. So how do the clients feel about that? Are they kind of pushing mobile onto you, or are you promoting mobile?
I think with everything in the past few years, you know, 4 years ago, we had to convince people that Facebook was a viable marketing channel. And even at that stage, even longer, you know, mobile has always been, oh, mobile's coming. It's the next big thing. It has been here. It is. When you look at things from a media neutral point of view, mobile, like any other media channel, needs to be looked at in terms of what impact and reach am I getting for my investment?
Mm-hmm.
And am I meeting, you know, it needs to be measured against print or against TV. And I don't think they are putting it in their marketing mix as a priority, but they're definitely aware of the penetration of mobile in Africa and other emerging countries.
And measuring print compared to measuring digital, completely different baby again.
Yes, obviously your metrics for digital is, you know, you can drill down to the smallest thing, and clients are constantly pleasantly surprised with the kind of reporting you can do on digital.
Yeah.
And you feel bad for people who have to report on print.
Yeah. We feel sorry for print in general. I think it's a really tough market out
there.
Yeah. Last question about the industry, quickly. When you're seeing clients for the first time, if you were seeing a client, what would be your advice to that client when saying, if they are choosing an agency? So if they're looking at various agencies, what is your kind of a tip to say, this is the kind of agency you should choose, whoever it may be?
Yes. I would definitely say that... firstly, choose somebody you can talk to. You know, don't go for an agency based on its perceived status in the market. If you can't have a relationship with that agency and feel like this is a human being that I can actually talk to about my problems, you know, you're going to struggle down the line.
Yeah.
Any agency that has the right blend of strategy with creativity has the solutions and can show you tangible results... those are kind of things I would look for.
Okay, beautiful. And then, okay, I lied. This is my last question about the industry, I promise. What does the agency of the future look like? What's going to happen in the next 5 years? How are agencies going to have to adapt, do you think?
I think the term advertising agency will always be there, but it will automatically include digital, mobile, and every media channel. So I think the way we've broken it down now into, you know, you have digital agencies, you have social media agencies, you have search marketing agencies, that will all fall away. Advertising is all of those things. So an advertising agency will have to be all of those things.
Okay, lovely. Like that. Okay, let's look at the client side again now. So which clients are you guys working with now?
We're very excited about one of our newer clients, which is Disney Africa.
Wow, that's nice.
They're quite a recent client, and we're doing social media for them, which is just, as you can imagine, absolutely fun.
So much fun, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really fun. We're loving all our clients, and we have Nissan South Africa.
Okay.
And getting involved in me, who I wasn't a car person before, and just learning about all the different things and all the different brands, and it's also, we love that. And then we also have the luxury performance vehicles Infiniti,
okay,
which is lovely to work on such a premium brand.
Mm-hmm.
And then other brands that we have, sort of long-standing brands, is we have Taste Holdings, which is Maxis and Scooters.
Mm-hmm.
We have Primedia In-Store, More So Fireplaces, Stokinico and Cinnamon of O, which also are great brands to work on.
Such nice, big, juicy brands to work on.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Okay, and then have you got any big campaigns coming up? I saw a tweet today from your Twitter account for Nissan Micra, I think it was.
Okay, well, no, we did a big Nissan Micra campaign more towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year. But campaigns that are still coming up. Nissan obviously constantly has launches, so look out for a lot of those. Can't really talk about much of that.
Yeah.
And
that always happens,
Disney is exciting because you have the Disney channels, and they're always coming up with new programming. So you're always talking to a wonderfully youthful market about all that programming and the movies. Lone Ranger's coming up.
Oh,
go see
can't
Monsters
wait.
University.
Yeah.
So I can give them a nice punch for that. And a lot of things.
Working with Disney Africa, do you find that you have to tailor communication based on the different regions? I don't know if it's obviously not just South Africa. You're looking at Africa as a continent.
Yeah, we haven't got that far yet. So we're focusing on South Africa for the moment in terms of our communication to our fan base.
Because I'm guessing the essential message is fun, Disney.
Happy,
exactly.
Lovely brand. And people love the brand. The page is flying, I think, just from the pure strength of the brand.
Which makes our job fantastic. Always what you want, exactly. Last question on clients quickly. What is the most common question you get from a client? So, for example, when the client's sitting with you for the first time, new client briefing, what is the most common question you guys get?
Should I be on Twitter?
Really? Is that it?
Yeah, I think at the moment that's the big question.
Okay, and how many followers can I get?
And how do I measure my return on investment on Twitter? Yeah.
How do you measure return on investment?
You don't really.
It's so tough. Yeah, it is. It's one of those...
You see, that question just sort of begs a mind shift from followers equaling reach and more going to engagement and
if you want 10,000 followers, give me R1 each and I can get them for you.
Oh,
it doesn't
absolutely.
Mean anything.
I can buy you as many followers as
exactly. Okay, let's look at trends in that quickly. So where do you guys look for inspiration? Locally, internationally, what kind of countries inspires artifact advertising?
I think, probably most people would say a bit of everything. You know, you try and keep up with the Mashables and the whatnots of the world who are giving you all this sort of things as they move. We've always kind of known that I think we are, I think the stat was like 4 years behind the UK and 6 years behind the US in terms of digital. It's probably got closer now.
Rubbish. I don't believe that.
But that's interesting because we have the benefit of sort of their hindsight.
So we can
kind of follow the trends. And especially for marketers, I mean, if, for example, the social media is huge in the US, by the time it gets to us, we kind of know whether it's something that's viable for marketers or.
Cool. We are running out of time. I said it goes so quickly. It's already 5:30.
Cool.
Got two more questions for you.
Okay, two
more questions. What is the next big thing coming from artifact advertising? What should we be looking out for?
You know what? If we had too many more big things this year, I think we would be exhausted. We just moved offices. We've just grown to about 30 people. So we've had massive growth, lovely client acquisitions. And I would say that being client-centric, our clients' next big things are kind of our next big things.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to the Joburg Motor Show for Nissan.
Exciting.
All of that stuff.
Awesome. I'm expecting a media ticket to that.
Okay, cool.
Done.
Done.
Okay, and then if anybody wants to get hold of you guys, website, telephone numbers, Twitters, where can I get you?
We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Our website is artifact.co.za. I don't know if you want to give a number.
Do you want to give us a number,
Trace,
there, Tracy?
Trace, if the listenership's mainly in Cape Town. You can go to our contact form on our website. We've got the Cape Town number there.
We've equal distribution listenership. Very much Joburg, Cape Town.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
So do you want to give a number, Tracy? Your mic is on.
083-443-5230. There we go. And then the Twitter handle is @artifactsa.
Thank you so much. And then my last question before I say goodbye is seeing Tracy is here. And we always end off with this type of question. If both of you were wearing bright Lumo unitard type onesie outfits, who would win in a 100-meter sprint between the two of you?
Tracy. But what's the Lumo got to do with
it? No, it's just, I'm painting a picture.
Just for motivational
purposes. Painting a picture.
Okay, so we'll be sure to try it out, take pictures, and then we'll send them to you.
Put it on Twitter.
We'll totally do that.
ROI on Twitter for that, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's
Thanks
been awesome
having
you. We will definitely keep a lookout for you guys.
Cool.
on Monday there'll be an article on the site with the podcast with all the information for Artifact Advertising, all their contact details if you do want to get hold of them. Thanks for joining us, and we'll keep a lookout for you.
Thanks so much.
That was Lindy, I'm trying to get that surname, Taushiani, from Artifact Advertising.